Start your day the terror away, Manchester, with Shlomo Weisbot.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone. Nice to be back here. Square, thank you. I was waiting for someone to say that. Square, thank you. So the topic today is very interesting. The topic today is, it's a lady drive. It's for a little horror, first one, the Sedra. I once heard from someone, I think a few people say this vort. It says, "Our boy rake, ain't boy mine." The pit was empty. There was no water inside there. So Chazal Darshan, "Our boy rake, ain't boy mine." There's no water. I want a choshim b'krab miyesh boy. But there were snakes and scorpions inside it. So it's an interesting thing, this, actually. He says, this boy had a mile and a chason, had an advantage and a disadvantage. The advantage was it was empty. Ain't by mine. Otherwise, if there'd been water inside, it might drown. The disadvantage was there was nechoshim v'akrabim. There were snakes and scorpions. So it's interesting to note that when the Torah describes the boy, the Torah looks at a good point only. The Torah only speaks for how boy rake, ain't by mine. So the person has to know to always look for the good. That's the one. Right, coming to this week's Sedra, what's Yichud got to do with this week's Sedra? So actually it's very interesting, but in this week's Sedra, we're showing him actually learn when Yosef was with Potiphar's wife, as you can find it here, where Rashbam learns he was very careful in Hilchas Yichud actually. Let's see if we can find it where it is. Chapter Lamates. Let's see the Loshon HaRashbam. Is that clear? It's coming out. I can hear myself. Here, the Pasuk says, right, he could have Yosef Yom Yom, although Shomai Leo, he wouldn't listen to her. Lishka Vetzlo Lios Imo, to be with her, says the Rashbam. Nizah Hoyo Afil Lis Yachid Imo. He was careful never to be in a matzah of Yichud with her. Actually, Ira Meis, until this story happened, he was against his will. He was here. He had to do the work in the house. That was his job. He had to work in the house, so he had no choice. It happened this time there was no one in the house. So the Maisa, it looks like this was the only time that Yosef was Yichud. Normally he was always very careful. You must remember the Isra of Yichud with a goy, with a non-Jew, was only made a decree much later. Even though they kept all the Torah mitzvahs, the Maisa, this thing was only made in Gezerah later. But Shammai still made this Gezerah of Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. And here, Yosef tried very carefully. In this case, he had no choice as a Rashbam, he was there. But Yichud is a safeguard. Chazal made an Issa of Yichud. Shavuos Deraisa, Drabon. There's an Issa of Yichud in order to stop a person coming to do an Aveira. It can be complicated sometimes. I must say, this story happened to me a while ago. I used to learn in morning coil, very early in the morning, and I didn't have a car, so I ordered a taxi. It was 6:30 in the morning. It was in the winter, I think it was. It was quite dark. The kids say, I ordered a taxi, and the taxi comes. I sit in the taxi, and all of a sudden I see a woman in front there, the driver. So the question was, is there a problem to go in this car with this lady driver? Is there a problem of Yichud? Don't ask me what I did, but Mike, that was a question. All right, that was a question. And the question is, are you allowed to go in that taxi?
Yes, the dark.
So you passing, yes, you got there at the end of the shear, you're saying?
No, really. You can't go with
it. What?
If you open the door for you, we can go with you.
Kicking the door. No, she's a driver.
No, she's a driver, my friend. She's a driver. You wouldn't go with a lady driver, you say? You wouldn't go with a lady driver.
Not in the dark.
It was in the dark. Yeah, it was in the dark. It was at 6:30 in the morning, and it was dark. So the Meister, there was not many people could see what's going on. Someone told me there was a robber game with Shia, actually. This is a bit more complicated. He was in America. And apparently, the planes are quite empty there. So he was flying. I've forgotten which state. He was going from one state to the other. And it was on a plane. And the Meister, they closed the doors. For some reason, the robber didn't realize. But then, as we were getting ready to take off, we looked around. The plane was almost empty. Well, it wasn't mummy's engine, there was two ladies on the plane, plus the pilot and the stewardess. It doesn't help very much. So the problem now, is there a problem of Yichud there? That's a bit more complicated, that one there. That's a bit more complicated.
The pilot's a man, but the pilot's a man.
A pilot's a man, a pilot's a goy. Pilate's a man, yeah, Pilate's a man, but you have to know that non-Jew is not a shlomo at all, yeah? So this is a bit more problematic. So this, I don't know if we're going to touch on that today, but that's more problematic. My case is a bit more simple. My case is a case of where it's a taxi, you're going in a taxi. Now, I must say, Yichud is a very big topic. It's very, very vast. There are a lot of different shittas in this. I'm saying one mahalach, but one has to ask one's own rov, really, for this. And there's another thing important to point out, that often in Hilchas Yichud, something might be mutter mitzad halacha. In halacha, it's allowed. You're all the halachas, you're all the chain that you need. But mitzad sneers, very often, it's not the right thing to be doing. It's not looked at as the best way of doing things. It could be it's allowed halachini, but mitzad derechat sneers, and one has to be careful, especially in today's doer, it's not always ideal. So that one has to ask one's own role. I'm just saying the halacha, I'm just telling the halachas, I'm leaving it for you to know there's a shayla. Somebody don't even know there's a shayla. You know, sometimes you tell people going in a taxi with a lady, they say, well, what's the problem? They don't understand any problem at all. Yeah? So it's just important to note exactly what the problem might be, and then we'll go from there. What is Yichud? Let's start from the beginning. What exactly is Yichud? First, for anyone who wants to ask anything, please don't hesitate to put your, I don't put your hand up, but you know, don't hesitate to ask. I can't always guarantee I'll answer the question, but I'd like to hear the questions. That's one thing it's good to hear. So what is Yichud? So Yichud is an issa for a male and a female to be secluded. They mustn't be in seclusion, which means they can be anywhere. They can be in the middle of the countryside. It means they're in a place where it's not likely for other people to come along. That is the Issa of Yichud. It doesn't have to be in a closed room. I mean, that's one of the examples. It might be Yichud. Could be in a closed room. But it could be any area where a person goes to, where a person goes and he's not expecting other people to be there. That is the problem of Yichud. So a countryside, the middle of a countryside, where it's in the middle of nowhere, you know, you're there, there's not expected for people to be there, that could be a problem of Yichud. Yichud starts with a girl. That means a male mustn't be with a female from 3 upwards. That it goes from 3 up to 120. There's no limit to the age. Yeah, once she's 3 years old, there's an issa of Yichud to be with her. A male, there's an issa of a girl to be misyachad with a male, to be in seclusion with a male from 9 plus. Again, there's no limit. It could be 120. A girl must not be, or a female, any girl must not be in seclusion with such a person. Yichud, actually, there's no chinuch on Yichud, it looks like. That means katanim, young children, are allowed to be with each other. So a boy of 11 and a girl of 11, whatever, that's okay. There's no issue of Yichud, even though the right ages are problematic. The Maisa, for some reason, it looks like most poskim take on, there was no chi of chinuch in Hilchis Yichud. So that is allowed. Okay? It could be, even in Hilchis Yichud is a problem, even they don't like each other. They're very bad terms with each other, the male and female. They've had a big row. It's an office row. They were arguing, had a big row in the office. And they're very upset with each other. They don't speak to each other. It doesn't help in Hilchis Yichud. Those people hate, people have got a natural sinner. There are certain people, the Mishnah said, have got a natural hatred to each other. A mother-in-law and daughter. There are certain people, that's true. But that's an interesting point. It reminds us that certain people have got a natural dislike to each other, and therefore one can rely on them as being shown. That's true. I must say, I once heard a shiur from a rov. He said a very interesting thing, actually. He said there was two people in the office who was after hours, and they were doing paperwork in the office. And what happened was there was a cleaning lady in the office, cleaning the office, which was allowed. There were two men there. I'm not sure we're going to get that today, but the master, there were two men there, so it was okay to be done. And one of them looked at his watch. He realized it's going quite late. He's going to start mincha. He didn't think he'd be able to make it home in time for mincha, so he decided he's going to do mincha. He started mincha. I don't know. My must have wondered, because in the middle of mincha, he heard the door shut, and he heard. Obviously, he realized that his other partner, his shutuf, has gone out of the building. So he is now in the building with this lady, and there's no one else likely to come in. What is he supposed to do? Should he carry on mincha, or should he get out? So actually, the Rav said in this case he thinks the right psak is for him to stop shonesh and go outside. It means the Hilchis Yichud is an issa, a continuous issa of being there. It means a person mustn't be in a matzah of Yichud. He's got to make sure if a person realizes, let's say, he had a heta in Hilchis Yichud, and for some reason the heta went away, the heta dropped. The person who was supposed to be a shomer, whatever heta you did have, because Yichud has fallen away, now you have to get out as quickly as possible. You have to go out. I'm not sure you have to jump out the window, but the mice, you have to get out as quickly as possible. Okay, that's in Hilchis Yichud. So again, it makes no difference how well you know the person, just being in an area where no one else is there, just you and another person, that is a problem of yichud. Even if you're not talking to each other, you're both busy in the office doing different things, no communications whatsoever between the two people, that is also problematic mitzvah hilchas yichud. Shailis, how long does the issur yichud go for? Is there a minimum time? This is a big question in the poskim also, about how long this shir, is there a shir for hilchas yichud? So many poskim say that there has to be a shir of maybe at least half a minute upwards. There has to be an amount of time. I'll explain to you what I mean in a minute. There has to be a certain amount of time that you're in seclusion to make a problem. But if a person's in seclusion for a short amount of time, let's say he closed the door and he intends to open the door after 20 seconds, that's not a heter because we're scared he might leave it. The only heter is in a place where it's likely to be broken naturally. Lamosh, I'll give you a good example, a lift. When a person goes in a lift with a person, another female, there's a male and a female in a lift. So the lift goes up the steps, up the floors. There, it's very like every floor that you go on, it might open up. So there's never really a shear of where there might be an issur yichud. That is much to do. However, to go in a room and close the door, and then say, I have in mind that after 20 seconds or wherever it is, I'm going to open the door, that's not a hilchas yichud. Hilchas yichud has to be a natural break. There has to be a natural break in the hilchas yichud to make it mutter within a short time. If not, that's a problem. I must tell you, sometimes they say, I think there are places here as well like this, but there are some places, in America, where you get a lift, where the lift, there's a big floor there, might have 100 floors to go. So the lift doesn't want to stop at every floor. So this lift might jump the first 50 floors. The first 50 floors, this lift doesn't stop. So that, the chayyus, is problematic. And to go in that lift for the first 50 floors, you're going to have a problem. Because since there's a quiet amount of time that you're in the lift, where no one can come in, it's meant to be natural, it's meant to be opened up, no one can come in, there is a problem of hilchas yichud. I'm not going to tell you to walk up the floors, but I know what you have to do. You have to make sure you get around this problem. I mean, there are ways around. There are many heterim of hilchas yichud. That's why the beauty of hilchas yichud is that there are many, many heterim of hilchas yichud. So normally, b'derek klal, one can find an eitz in hilchas yichud. That's normally the general klal. We're not going to go through all the heterim, but we're going to mention some of them today, which are very encompassing, which are very, very helpful in hilchas yichud. To come in. Okay, let's come and speak about Pesach. Let's start with the first halacha, which is probably a very encompassing heter. That's the halacha of Pesach Posuach L'Rishus Rabbi. You must realize, Yichud, what is the problem of Yichud? Yichud is that we're worried they're going to get into trouble, these two. The male and female are going to do things they shouldn't be doing. We people are very scared of others. That means as long as you've got someone who might come along and see what you're doing, you'll be caught in the act, then that is a deterrence in itself. So that's a marvellous thing, yeah? Not marvellous, not such a good idea, really, but that's what happens. That's natural how we are. We are scared of other people. So here, it's an interesting thing. Because we're scared, in this case over here, even a non-Jew helps. That means when we talk about shomer, which we're not going to talk about today, then you have to have yidin. Only a yid is a shomer. When you've got a scenario of someone might barge in to see what you're doing, that's much worse. There, even a non-Jew can help. Because there, you don't want to be caught in the middle of doing something. And therefore, even a non-Jew in this case could be a shomer. What do I mean? So the Shulchan Aruch's case is like this. You've got Pesach Posuach. You've got a room where you're speaking to a woman in, and the room is accessible to the public to come in. That means the doorway, for example, the Shulchan Aruch's case is Pesach Posuach Rosh Hashanah. The door is open to a Rosh Hashanah. That means people walk around the street, and it looks like from the Shulchan Aruch's case, it's very possible someone will come in. I must tell you, I'm very scared. This year is very scared. I've given this year a few times. In the past, the last time I gave it didn't happen, but I used to say to people, you know, the chance of someone walking into your house are very, very remote. When was the last time someone just walked into your house? Even family members. Most people knock. I'm talking to myself, but most people, before they come into a house, they knock and they come in. They don't just barge into a house. So it's interesting. What's the case of the Shulchan Aruch where people just barge in? It's an interesting thing. Vice stories in those days people used to do it. But I must tell you, I've given this year for a while, and those weeks that I've given this year, someone's barged into my house, actually. Once I was upstairs, I got Shabbat night, someone downstairs in the middle of the hallway. So I'm quite scared. Another time, I was in the middle of the Shabbos meal, and someone came in and knocked on. He said, Mazel tov. I said, what's happened? He said, I heard you got a bar mitzvah or something this week. I said, you got, it's very nice of you. He said, you got the wrong week. It was next week, actually. So the mice is an interesting thing, but it can happen. So that's interesting. Is that enough? That's a big question also in the posture. But let's talk about the Shulchan Aruch's case. The Shulchan Aruch's case is that there's easy access from the outside to come in. What's an example of this, actually? I must tell you, I was not so long ago in Cheetah Mill, one of the banks there. I can't remember which one it was, but one of the banks there, you have a meeting inside the bank. So you have got a glass panel where anyone can see through that glass. The muscle, someone's walking on Cheetah Mill Road, if they peep in, let's say you've got a meeting inside outside there, so someone walks down the street, you can see inside the glass window what's going on. That is Pesach Pasul HaShashrabim. As long as it's possible for someone who's there to be able to actually peep into what you're doing, even if it's only one person, that's all right. It must be a rabbin there. It must be a public place. That means it's got to be a place where people walk. There has to be at least a few people walking down the street. If there are people who walk down the street, then there's a chashash that someone might come into this place. That will be okay.
It's during banking hours, there'll be no problem.
So during banking hours, there's no problem. Even non-banking hours, if someone can see from the street inside, there are always people in the street. The bank's closed, let's say, 4:30. But Cheetham Hill, or wherever road it is, it's quite busy. I mean, it's quite busy at night time as well, actually, yeah? So you haven't got that problem then. As long as people are in the street and you can see what's going on, someone could peep in and see what's going on, that is Etzen Hilchos Yichud. Obviously, if you go to another room in a bank where they can't see through, that won't help you at all. It has to be that in the room that you are, the person can see and maybe come in. Either one or the other. So that's a very big heter, Yichud. And I say this extends, many people, some poskim use this heter for a normal house as well. Let's say, for example, one's got a clean lady in the house, her wife has gone out, and you're in the house with a clean lady. So the question is now, can someone come in from the street into your house? This is much more of a heter, yeah? Because really, when's the last time someone came into your house like that? It's very rare. What? So let's say your wife's gone to town, you know she's going to be there for a few hours. She's gone to town, she has a good time, then she doesn't come back so quick. So you know that that's safe for the next 2 hours and she's not coming back. I mean, it's possible she might, but let's say you know she's not coming back. So the most of the cases where you know she's not coming back. Can you rely on this? This is you have to ask, this is a big matter to post him. The first of all, one shaila is also another interesting shaila is, what does it mean the door is open? Does the door literally have to be open? That means the door is open so people can see into the house. Or does it mean that as long as the door is not locked, that means the door is closed, but someone can push the handle down just walk in? Is that good enough as well? That's a big machlokes, also machlokes apostle. All these are machlokes. This one has to ask one's own role. But this is a heter of Pesach Pasuach. So, sorry? That's a big heter. This is a big heter in Hilchos Yichud, that where a person can come in and see what's going on, then there's no problem in Hilchos Yichud. Where can we extend this to? The shaila now is in a car. Now, this is also very similar, really. In a car, normally, people are in the streets. And people can see through the car. So, l'chaira, during the daytime, one has a heter of Pesach Pasuach. Because most cars, we'll come to tinted windows soon, but let's say not tinted windows, right? Let's say a normal car, the Maisa, most people can see through the car. The car's going down the street. First, we've got people walking in the street. Secondly, you've got other cars going and driving as well, so most people can see what's going on. So generally speaking, mitzvah hilchos yichud, really, in a car, it's not such a problem. Yeah? It's like Pesach Pasuach. It's easy in to go in, it's easy to see into, and therefore that's okay. Even the cars with tinted windows, as far as I remember when I looked this up, most cars got tinted windows are still from the front. I don't know, one of the ways, I think someone's got tinted windows, but one of the ways, I think, not all the windows are tinted. Is that correct? Yeah.
The windscreen's not tinted.
So coming from the other way can see through. So the Maisa, normally you've always got a heter in this way that is always Pesach Pasuach, at least during the daytime. What about the nighttime? What happens in the nighttime? So in the nighttime it's darker, but even so, Maisa, Losh, in the streets, there are many people walking the streets. So, and even the cars, the many cars are driving the street, even in the night time, very often, and you try it out yourself, you can see as you overtake a car, or as you come towards a car, very likely you can see other people in the car. Sorry? Yeah, I'm saying, no, generally you can see into someone else's car. Very often you can see into someone else's car, and therefore, often at night time, you also got a heter, maybe a Pesach Pasuach. It's not going to soak the schmack, but the mice says, often this heter would also apply. You've got, what? Of course you can, because the street lights first of all on, and don't forget the lights of car people. What?
It's dark in the car. It's very hard to see inside the car.
But if the car's driving on the street, people are walking, people can't see inside the car?
Dark, yeah.
Not sure, I don't know. I haven't tried it out. I thought it's a posh thing, really. But if someone overtakes the car, for example, someone drives this overtakes the car, you can't see into the car? Okay, I'll try an experiment. I thought you could see in. Maybe you've got different car, you've got better windows now, got. But I must tell you, where there is a problem is an ambulance, actually. An ambulance is an interesting question.
Ambulance?
There, it's almost completely sealed. That unit is completely sealed. So a woman has to go to hospital, for example, the ambulance drives a problem of yichud. So obviously, pikuach nefesh, no shy, there's obviously no question at all. The question is, if it's not pikuach nefesh, let's say, or even if it is pikuach nefesh, is it better for someone to go with? Is it better for a husband or someone to go with? It could well be it is, actually, to avoid the problem of yichud. Even on Shabbos, one has to know what happens on Shabbos. Is it better to avoid the yichud? That one has to ask a shy. It's an interesting way. What do you call it? An ambulance, say it's not pikuach nefesh. Even pikuach nefesh, if you could avoid, if it's pikuach nefesh and she has to get to hospital straight away, no one can go with her, you can't look for anyone as posh, she goes. Yeah, because yichud with a non-Jew is drabbon, it's much more kuddetic that, yeah? But I'm saying, if you can avoid this, there's definitely a mockup to think about it, whether one should go with to avoid the problem of hilchus yichud. Coming to what you were asking as well, it's also interesting, just to touch on this. So, in Pesach Posuach, the Shusra Rabbim is often misused, though, yeah? What a lot of people do is they close the door, so it's locked, so no one can come in. So now, you've ruined, really, that heter of Pesach Posuach, the Shusra Rabbim. You've really ruined this heter of people coming in for the public. But what you say is, well, some of the children have got keys to come into the house. And therefore, that's the heter. That's what you're asking, yeah? That's what you've got a heter there, because there's keys into the house. And since they're keys, people can come into the house. They can walk into the house. So therefore, there's no problem of Pesach Posuach, even though the door's locked. It's an interesting point. First of all, you have to know, how often do these people come in? I mean, if they don't come in during the day, they're at work during the daytime, if they don't come in, then you've ruined that heter. It has to be realistic. All this works, it has to be a realistic thinking that someone might come in. If there's no chance of someone coming in, very, very limited, mummy's very limited, then this head doesn't work. That's true, but that Chazal already allowed. Chazal allowed that because we're closer, someone might come in from the street. But when the door's closed, that's much stricter now, so you're relying on people with the key. So then it has to be realistic, this case. It has to be realistic they're going to come in. So those people that are working, for example, during the day, you don't expect them to come in, that's a problem, Tucker. That is the problem. But if it's very likely people come in the whole time, they've got keys, they come in the whole time, that's okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't depend on what the custom is of that house. Some houses, they don't just walk in without knocking.
They won't come in without knocking?
No, some kids just walk in and they're in the kitchen. There's other houses that are more...
Yeah, I understand.
Refined. More refined, more English.
So they won't come in unless someone opens.
They might walk in and say hello.
Yeah, but hello is also wrong. It's an interesting point we're saying. Let's say in the house, or where they knock on, they wait 5 seconds, and then they come in, and they say hello. That's also scary, because the person in the middle of doing something is too quick to stop. You understand? So that's also right. The question what you could ask, though, is that let's say someone wouldn't come into the house unless the door's open. I mean, he's got the key to the house, but he wouldn't go in unless someone opens the door. I mean, emergency, he might do this, but generally speaking, he wouldn't do this. Yeah, that's the chora, that's not so good. So it has to be realistic. I must tell you, it depends who you ask. Someone asked me once, an interesting question. I'll tell you, it was actually my daughter, actually. She had a music exam. And the interesting side of this was, in the music exam, what they do is, they have an exam. It could be a woman or a man, no idea. But what happens is, when you go into that room, they close the door, they don't lock it, but they put a note on, please don't disturb. And I'm like, what happens there? Or the doctors, you go to the doctors, very often someone's being examined by a doctor, no one's meant to walk in. So there, you have to know, is more of a problem. That's an interesting question there. Or can you say, still, someone might come in?
Teachers can walk in.
To where?
To the exam.
No, obviously, please don't disturb. L'chaira is in the middle of an exam, no one should be walking in. Please, if you put a note up, please don't disturb. Yeah, you have to know.
A
doctor's also, you have to know. Why do you go to the doctor's, the mosque? A man goes to a lady doctor, for example, and there, the door's closed, but there a clowl, no one walks in. I must tell you, I used to think like you, but I was at a doctor's brush, and I haven't been there for a long time, Chassid Hashem, but when I was there not so long ago, I actually saw what happened. I saw the nurse, it was either with a cup of coffee, that's a Hiddish, they had a cup of coffee in their hands, and they knocked, they wouldn't go in until the persons had come in. You must realize, in the middle of an examination there, you don't want someone to walk in there. You have to be careful, it's not very polite, someone comes in when they're in the middle of doing something. So I must tell you, I was there and I saw they waited. They didn't come in until someone said yes. So you have to know. This is a bit of an issue. An X-ray.
What's the definition of a shusharabi? You've got a house which has got a garden in front, and the front door is distance from the street.
That's all right. As long as people come in, from the street, people use the street, people walk down the street. So in the night time, you're right. In the night time, it's much less people are walking the street. That's much less likely. But in the daytime, after 11 o'clock, it depends what road you live in, but very often in a lot of streets, after 11 o'clock, the streets are empty. So your pesap or suak, your door being open, is not so good. A car also could be problematic after 11 o'clock at night. Not so many people in the streets. You have to know, this is a way of being much like a apostolic, exactly, because I must say, there always was shugoyim in the streets. You can go 4 o'clock in the morning, get out 4 o'clock in the morning, you'll see there's little cars going along. So how much people do you need to make a pesach or suach at night time is a bit of an issue. I mean, Tesco's open all night. I mean, there are a lot of shops, some shops are open all night, yeah? So there are people obviously out still at night. So this is a bit of a question. At night time, can you rely on the fact that people are still in the streets? That's a bit of machlokes aposkim. Some say there's not enough people to assume that's all right. Others say no. Still, there are some people who are in the street at night time. That is also enough of pesach pasuach. That means, in my case of a taxi, this would depend on different poskim. Some poskim hold that in the middle of the night time, well, 6:30 is really already the beginning of the day. It's for some people, it's the middle of the day already, yeah? But 6:30 in the morning is already quite a few people up already. So then it could be that's called pesach pasuach. Unless you're saying that you can't see in, I must say it's a chiddush, because I think generally you could see into a car. And try out. I think you can see if someone's going past the car on the street, the street lights are very light, and a car's overtaking you, for example, if someone's walking on the street, I think they can see into the car. So you go ahead to pesach pasuach. Only if you go on a secluded road, then you have a problem. Motorway also, there's a lot of people traveling on motorways. The motorway. But as you overtake, someone overtakes you, the mice, they can still see what's going on. You're right, you've always got a chashash, someone's overtaking you, that they can see what's going on. Yeah, so
with the hetcher, it's from Libo Gaspar. Sometimes the hetcher will fall away when it's
Libo Gaspar. As far as I remember, works by Pesach or Suach. Libo Gaspar is a machlokes, but it works by Pesach or Suach. It's a machlokes. Okay, it's a machlokes. Okay, so that's the hetcher of Pesach or Suach. So again, what we're taking over here is now, Pesach or Suach is a very encompassing halacha. And Pesach Pasuach incorporates the halacha that if someone can see what you're doing, then even if it's a non-Jew, doesn't make a difference who it is, if someone can see that you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, that itself is a shmira. So Pesach Pasuach means it has to be, the Moshe, the case of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case of where there are people who are walking the streets, it's a public thoroughfare, and it's likely for someone to come into your house, or can see into your house. That is a heter of Pesach Pasuach. Once it's late at night already, whatever time that is, and the streets are much emptier, then that heter more or less falls away. I mean, you can make this heter yourself, though. You must realize, let's say you're stuck at home, you've got a cleaning lady who came late at night, and your wife had to go out. You've got a problem now, yeah? You can't leave a door open because there's not many people in the street. You can give a key to a neighbor, and you can tell the neighbor, do me a favor, come in as many times as you want for as long as you want.
What's the heter about over here?
That's a big machlokes. Baal HaBeir, I'm not going to speak about that, but Baal HaBeir is a question, is it Pshai might walk in? Or is Pshai, it's an Amos HaBaal, there's a fear. That could be, there's a fear. Even if he's not going to come in, the fact that you know he's there, to do a merid in front of the husband, you wouldn't do. Because everyone had to completely. So over here, this head of Pesach is very encompassing. I say it covers you in many, many cases. And therefore, in a lot of cases, a person will be allowed to go in a car with a non-Jewish person. Certainly during the day, l'chayr me'ikah din, in Hilchas Yichud l'chayr, it seems it wouldn't be a problem. Really. I'm saying in Sneers, that's another Shiloh, but Mitzad Hilchas, what do you call it? Mitzad Hilchas Yichud, as long as people can see what's going on, and that's like a shmir in itself, that is Taka Mutta Mitzad Hilchas Yichud.
Do you use CCTV?
That's a very big question. That's a good question. I must say, it's coming very problematic in the Moshe, in an X-ray room, now is a bit of a problem. An X-ray room, what they do is now often they lock the room, actually, and no one can come in, officially. Sometimes, yeah. That's okay, you've got a screen, but very often they might say to go out. So that one has to know, it's a good try, the CCTV camera, whether that helps. That's a big question. Apostolim, whether the CCTV camera helps as a shmir, does it help? That's a good question. It's a bit machlokes apostolim, that's an interesting question. Why not? People can still walk in the cul-de-sac.
People don't walk down the cul-de-sac.
I think Rabbi Weiss, as far as I know, is talking about Cumberley Road, actually. He was Mata Cumberley Road, as far as I remember. He was talking about Cumberley Road. And he said, that road's mutter, because people go in that street. As long as people go in the street, that's Taka Heta. You can see it. You don't have to have loads and loads of people. As long as you've got people running that, walking that street, that's good enough. There's another interesting header, which is, I'll see if we can mention it
over here. By the way, Mr. Brewer here.
Mr. Brewer's case is like this. I'll tell you why it's relevant over here. In Reish Lamertes, towards the end of the simon, the Mr. Brewer said like this: Omru Hachomzal Hayoshem Babay Shechidi. Someone sleeps alone by himself in a house behind a balayla. Elchasto Lilis. It's one that she does. Not very good to get. You shouldn't get to know him. Ubayis Haynu Cheder. A person shouldn't be even in a room by himself. Eilu Tzvi Shimon Bar Mazikah Rak, etc. Says the Shatzi over here at the bottom. And Yud, where is it, Yutes? Yud Zayin, sorry. Morgan Avraham. Someone who sleeps by himself in the house, after you buy Yesh Anoshim, even though in the house, other rooms in the house, there are people there, the door shouldn't be closed. The person shouldn't sleep by himself in the house, and he says even in a room, therefore one should leave one's room, the door open. But the Mashad Siyan says people are lenient with this, they close the door. Near Ali, says the Mashad Siyan, even those that are strict and say you should leave the door open, if there's a woman in the house, Levad, there's only a woman in the house. By the day there she posuak, yeah, it's a yichud. If you leave the door open, there'll be a problem with yichud because you can get into each other. Lo yitochenu, you mustn't keep the door open. Velo yagia lo shumreso, shomer mitzvah the door. So the Shatzi has got a best occasion, Mr. Brewer here. Mr. Brewer seems to be learning that if the husband, the man, locks the door, closes the door, and he secludes himself in a room, that is a heter hilchos yichud. That means you're in a house with a woman. I know someone told me how this. He went to visit his mother. I don't know where it was, and there was a Filipino woman there as a carer. The problem is, that's all very good during the day, the mother's a shomer. What happens at night time when the mother goes to sleep? You're left alone with the Filipina. So one of the eights is, maybe according to this, according to Mr. Brewer, it seems that Mr. Brewer seems to be saying, if you lock your room, you lock your door of the room, then that avoids the problem of yichud. The problem is, if you need to go to the toilet, you're going to have a problem. Because once you open your door, you have to go out, you're in a problem. And secondly, many people are with Mr. Brewer over here. They disagree with Mr. Brewer. And they say there's no such heter for the man to lock the room. The problem is always the man in Hilchos Yichud. So him locking the room doesn't help at all. The only heter that they say is if the woman locks the room. If the woman locks the door where she is, then one has to ask a shayla, then it could be that there will be a heter in Hilchos Yichud. I must tell you, where is this relevant to? This is a good heter. I once heard this from someone told me his wife had to come back from the airport at 4 o'clock in the morning. So for some reason, he didn't fancy going at 4 o'clock in the morning to fetch his wife. Okay, I understand him. He didn't want to go. Whatever. So he wanted to know what to do. He wanted to order a taxi to go and pick her up. The problem is, a taxi is not so posh, because at night time, have you got the heter Pesach Pesuach? You have to know. Could be it's not so glut, this heter Pesach Pesuach in the night time. So what can you do, Rabbi Yisai? A good eight, so. If you get a black cab is a good eight, sir. A black cab is like two rooms. One can't go to one unless you go out of the door into the other one. That's like a new matzah. That we're not choshesh for.
How can you stop him from going in?
Can't
help you. But the taxi driver could get out.
Yeah, but that we're not worried about. We're not worried about a new shinery. No, every Pesach Pesuach, I ask you a question. It's a good question we're asking. But let me ask you. You go ahead to Pesach Pesuach. The door's open. And am I to be alive to be in Yichud, yeah? I might go, not the door. We don't worry about that. We don't worry you're going to change the situation you're in. That we don't worry about. So to change the situation, we don't worry about. So the Maisa over here, what we're saying, here, the person in the black cab, it's like two different rooms, yeah, because you can't go from one to the other. Normal taxi, you can climb from one to the other. It's like one room. That could be problem. It's an interesting point, is actually what he said.
Is there an age issue there? So let's say you've got a very old man, and he's staying in a house with a woman.
A carer.
He's a very old man.
We said at the beginning, in Hilchos Yichud, there's no difference in ages. I mean, you have to know, for a choyle could be heterim. First of all, with a non-Jewish person, but Yichud Yichud Rabbonon, that could be allowances in certain cases, yeah? But in Hilchos Yichud, we said at the beginning, you've got a three-year-old girl with a 95-year-old man, there's a problem in Hilchos Yichud. Hilchos Yichud doesn't stop. There's no time period in Hilchos Yichud. But you have to know, for a choyle, one has to know. I mean, it's very problematic often with these choyle, what they do. I don't know how they get around this problem exactly. But a choyle, someone needs a carer, for example. So that's problematic. You can't expect someone to be there the whole time. So often the children got access to come in and out. That's all right. But the mosque at night time, this heter falls away with you. 3 o'clock in the morning, you can't expect people to come into your house at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not normal.
The heter for the Filipino.
What?
The heter for the Filipino to lock her door. Her job is to go watch this lady.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but it could be the night she's off duty. I don't know if she goes out in the middle of the night. Yeah, so you have to know. I mean, that you have to know. I mean, look, it's better. You have to try that. I mean, it's better. I mean, it's true. It's a problem, Tucker. Not so glass, but hopefully she won't be called out tonight. Yeah, so I don't know how you get around this problem. It's a problem. The only eight is this eight of the woman locking the door. You're right. She has to go. She has to go to the toilet. She's got the same problem again. Yeah, she has to go to the toilet. She has to come out. Then she's gonna have the same problem. Sorry.
That could
really
happen,
but
the
doctor has to
check
it
a few hours to make sure.
Yeah. That's more. That's more of an issue. Could be. Yeah, that's tackle more of a problem. So, Rabbi says, what we said, this is go back to what we said a bit, this is making a little sikkum of what we said. We said in Hilchas Yichud that Yichud starts, the issue of Yichud is seclusion, being together. It's a mistake to think it has to be in a closed room. That does not have Yichud. Yichud can be even in the middle of a field. If you're in the middle of the countryside, where there are no other people there, it's a very remote area. You've got to pick the Chosman Kala, for example. They picked a very remote area. They want to have a talk together. They don't want to be disturbed, and they're hoping no one's going to disturb. That's their plan. I must realize that Chosman Kala have got a problem right through to after the Chosni. Yeah, a Chosman Kala, the fact they're engaged, doesn't give them a heter of Baal HaBe'il or any heterim at all. They haven't got the status of a married person. They've got no heterim at all. So they have to be careful, Tucker, of being in seclusion, of going to an area where there is not access for any other people to come. It's very, very remote. We said also in Hilchas Yichud that Hilchas Yichud means that a person, whatever age it is, from a girl 3 plus to be with a male 9 plus is problematic. But we said there's no chiyuv of chinuch, and therefore two children of 11, a boy of 11 and a girl of 11, even though they're both the age of problematic in Hilchas Yichud, the ma'aser there's no chiyuv chinuch. Most poskim hold there's no chiyuv chinuch on children in this respect. That's how we started. That's Hilchas thing. Then we said, so I'm saying it's very relevant, this question. I mean, nice, people are often leave the wife goes out, the bottle, the door is closed, they've got a clean lady in the house. It's a problem of Yichud. You have to get around. You have to avoid this problem. However you do it, you have to avoid this problem. Yichud. It can be going to a dentist, the bottle. Someone's on Motor Shabbat, someone's got a pain in his tooth, for example. A woman's got a pain in his tooth, so she goes to the dentist. The dentist's got a surgery somewhere in the middle of a main road, and he opens up especially for the person to come. That's problematic, the ma'aser. There's no one there. In the middle of the night, it's not likely for people to walk in. Then you've got a problem with Hilchas Yichud. I'm saying, in Hilchas Yichud, there are many, many attainments. We've got lots of things you can get around. We've spoken about two of them today over here. But I'm saying there are many, many attainments. In most cases, Baruch Hashem, Hilchas Yichud can be avoided. That's the truth. So that's the problem in Hilchas Yichud. So one has to be careful. And we're saying babysitters, all these things can be problems. Dressmakers, doctors, l'chayah, one has to be aware of all these things at all. Then we carry the big head to Pesach Mosur L'Shusha Rabim. Any place where it's accessible for people to walk in. The Shulchan Aruch's case is that people can walk in from the street, come in, or they can see what's going on. There's a window where they can see what's going on. That is a head to Pesach Mosur. The fact is that the people in the street, there's a lot of people there, they might see. At night time, where the people dwindle, I'm not sure what time it is, I have to know how it works with the times, but when at night time, where it's much later, and the streets are much less quiet, they're much quieter, then this heter falls away. But there are heter, you can make this heter, you can give a key to someone, for example, and you can tell that person to come in as many times as they want, without any restriction. That's not pshat, they come in once and they stay home. They've got to be able to come in as many times as they want, one minute after the other, because you have to make it that there's never a matzah of yichud. So if you do that, you give that key to someone, you tell them answer that they should mean it, and they really mean that they're going to come in, then that will be a heter in Hilchas Yichud as well. And then we said there's another thing, that Chiddush from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah seems to learn that if a man locks himself in the room, that avoids the problem in Hilchas Yichud. It's a bit Chiddush, actually. I'm saying many possibly disagree with this Chiddush from the Mishnah Berurah, and they hold the man who locks in the room doesn't help at all. If the woman locks the room, so she's in seclusion, she's got herself safe, then that is no problem, Taka, according to many poskim. Okay, everybody, Zashkoi. Thank you very much.